After several minutes, Nyriss pushed herself away from the desk, rose from her chair, and turned to face them, pulling back the hood of her cloak as she did so. Scourge was taken aback by her appearance, though he did his best to hide his reaction. Like him, she was a pure-blooded Sith, but her face was creased with deep wrinkles, and the tendrils dangling from her cheeks and chin were withered. Her skin was pale, more pink than red, and mottled with dark brown age spots. He didn't know how old Darth Nyriss was, though he knew she had served on the Dark Council for nearly 2 decades. Only 2 other members had longer tenures. Despite this, he had been expecting someone more akin to the fiercely beautiful woman depicted in the statues of the courtyard. Instead, he was confronted with a shriveled hag. Unbidden, the words of one of the instructors at the academy leapt to the forefront of his mind. "The Force can be bent to your will, but often there is a cost. The most powerful rituals of the dark side exact a toll few are willing to pay." Perhaps Nyriss was not really as old as she appeared. A lifetime spent delving into the ancient secrets of Sith sorcery had given her one of the highest positions in the Empire. Maybe it had also drained her of her youth and vitality.
"Not what you expected,"
Nyriss said, as if reading his mind, a sly smile on her cracked and flaking lips. In contrast with her decrepit features, her voice was strong and vibrant, and she stood tall and straight. A sharp gleam in her eye further belied her venerability, leading Scourge to surmise that her appearance was intentional. There were a number of ways to stay young and beautiful. Nyriss could easily have afforded them had she wished to. Instead, she had chosen to let herself age prematurely. Either she didn't care about the superficiality of physical attractiveness, or she chose to flaunt the ravishing effects of the dark side as a symbol of all she had learned and accomplished.
"Forgive me, my lord," he said with a slight bow, employing the gender-neutral honorific used to address Sith lords of either sex. "There was an incident on my arrival that has left me a little off balance."
"I'm well aware of what transpired in the courtyard,"
Nyriss said, tilting her wizened head in the direction of the monitor. A still image of Scourge in the first few seconds after the battle was frozen on the screen, captured by one of the stronghold's security cams.
"You dealt with the assassins quite efficiently."
Scourge hesitated a split second before replying. He wanted to speak with Nyriss about his suspicions, but both Murtaugh and Setchel were in the room. Even if they hadn't been, it was dangerous to throw out unfounded accusations implicating 2 of her highest-ranking followers without proof. They wouldn't have been in their current positions if she didn't have some level of trust in them.
"I expect this will not be the last such incident," he said, choosing his words carefully.
"It appears you are wounded,"
Nyriss remarked, noticing the scorch marks on the shoulder plating of his armor.
"Do you need medical attention?"
"It can wait. The injury is not serious, and the pain is irrelevant. I would rather finish our business here."
Nyriss nodded in approval.
"I would like to hear your analysis of the attack,"
she continued.
"Perhaps we can learn something of who is behind it."
"That would have been easier if Murtaugh's troops had not killed the second assassin just as she was about to surrender,"
he replied. From the corner of his eye, he saw Murtaugh bristle, but the security chief remained silent.
"You think Murtaugh made a mistake?"
Nyriss pressed.
"He was somewhat overzealous in his effort to eliminate an immediate threat,"
Scourge answered diplomatically. Setchel stifled a high-pitched giggle, and Nyriss shot him a stern glare.
"Let's continue this conversation in private,"
she said, dismissing Murtaugh and Setchel with a wave of her hand. The 2 quickly bowed and turned to the door, which had already been opened by the Twi'lek slave, who closed the door behind them before retreating to her corner.